Now some news from the world of sports, and Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals can be encapsulated in a mere 3-minute span at the beginning of the third period. That's when a 1-1 tie game spun out of control for the Nashville Predators, who got buried under a flurry of 3 goals in 3 minutes that resulted in a 4-1 win for the Pittsburgh Penguins and a commanding 2-0 lead in a series that can't shift to Music City fast enough for the Predators. The onslaught began just 10 seconds into the start of the third period with Game 1 hero Jake Guentzel one-timing a rebound of a shot past a helpless Pekka for a 2-1 lead. Then scarcely 3 minutes later, the Penguins got another goal, similar to the one that popped into the net in Game 1, a shot that caromed off one of Nashville's own players and behind Rene, who has not been the dominant force in net that he's been all year for Nashville and will need to be again if the Preds have any hope of getting back into the series. With Pittsburgh up 3-1, they put any chance of a late comeback away just 15 seconds later when Evgeny Malkin put home a laser wrist shot into the upper right corner of the net that not Rennie or any goalie on planet Earth could have stopped. Game 3 is in Nashville on Saturday, and it is a must-win for the underdog Predators. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox may have a dilemma of the good kind if Pablo Sandoval can keep doing what he did last night. Sandoval is back from the disabled list, where he has spent most of his underwhelming Red Sox career since being signed to a $95 million free agent deal. But the alternative at third base right now is the defensively sound but normally light-hitting Devin Marrero. Marrero did have a 2-home-run game against the White Sox 2 nights ago, but Sandoval has the better hitter's resume. And last night he went 3-for-4, including the go-ahead RBI single in the sixth inning that led to a Red Sox 4-1 victory over Chicago. Boston tacked on 2 more in the inning with a double off the bat of Christian Vasquez, and Drew Pomerantz did the rest, following up his career-best 11-strikeout game against Texas with another gem, fanning 8 while giving up just 1 run on 7 hits and perhaps most importantly, pitching late into the game, a season-high 7 innings for him. Pomerantz's early season struggles had been tied to high pitch counts early on that meant early exits and a strain on the relief corps. But if Pomerantz can keep pitching like he did these last 2 starts, and if David Price can return to form now that he's back, the Red Sox could really find their stride. As for Sandoval, his 3-for-4 night will give manager John Farrell some food for thought about whether to stick with Panda for his offense, while hopefully not sacrificing too much on the defensive side by keeping Marrero on the bench. Or he could use Marrero defensively in late-inning situations if the Red Sox have a 1- or 2-run lead. The New York Yankees actually have a problem. That's hard to believe given the swath they've cut through the league in the first 2 months of the season, sitting in first place and leading the league in home runs. But Masahiro Tanaka, a key to their starting pitching rotation, has not been good of late, and that trend continued last night in a 10-4 Yankees loss to the Baltimore Orioles. The Birds unloaded on Tanaka, led by Adam Jones, who homered and drove in 5 runs in his first game back since missing several games with a hip injury. Chris Davis also went yard at Camden Yards, and Tanaka was roughed up for 7 runs and 9 hits over 5 2/3 innings, his 4th consecutive loss. Kevin Gausman got the run support and the win for Baltimore, wiggling out of 2 bases-loaded jams along the way. The New York Mets could not complete a sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. They lost 7-1 last night at Citi Field in Queens. Eric Thames hit his first home run in 3 weeks for Milwaukee, and Keon Broxton also went deep off Jacob deGrom, who lasted just 4 innings 1 week after pitching a complete 9-inning game against Pittsburgh. And if the 7-1 loss wasn't bad enough, the Mets front office had to issue an apology after their mascot, Mr. Met, who has a smiling baseball for a head, made an obscene gesture to fans as he headed down the tunnel in between innings. Mr. Met can usually be seen giving a thumbs up to folks, but last night he spun around and produced a middle finger instead. No word on what, if anything, fans said to Mr. Met that set him off, but it does go against that old 1960s theme song that urged fans to bring your kiddies, bring your wife to the ballpark to meet and greet the Mets and have the time of your life. The Toronto Blue Jays are making a serious bid to be the comeback kids of the league after a 5-4 win against the Cincinnati Reds last night. Devon Travis hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer to send the Jays to their 8th win in their past 9 games. And if the Jays really want to make a move out of the basement of the AL East, they have a big chance as they meet the first-place New York Yankees in a 4-game series that starts tonight at the Rogers Centre in Toronto.